and welcome to Ball Boy Podcast number 6. It's a pleasure to be here doing this again. Many apologies to everyone for the delay, if you were hanging on to hear it. And I said I'd be doing one soon the last time, but then since then I had a complete computer meltdown and the hard drive kind of gave up. And took me a bit by surprise because I wasn't expecting it, which is, I guess, what happens with things that take you by surprise. But anyway, I didn't lose much. I lost a lot of time, and I lost all the programs that were loaded in, so I had to then reload everything in. And one of the things I lost, obviously, was the music software that I used to record all this stuff. So it took a few weeks to sort out, and that's it. It's back, and it's fixed, and it's seems to be exactly how it was before. So here I am with that reason for my delay. Accompanying me tonight, I have Singha Beer from Thailand, I think it is. The bottle's kind of hidden outside behind my pop shield here. Give me just a second. Yeah, it's from the Boon Rod Brewery in Bangkok, Thailand, and it's been brewed since 1933. Not this particular bottle, I don't think, but beer in general, or Singha Beer in general. It's very nice. It's kind of sweet. So I don't know if it's like bad for your teeth or whatever, but I promise you all out there that I will clean my teeth afterwards. It's maybe a slightly different format tonight. I have more songs to play and more songs by other people, and just to kind of put in, because I really enjoyed the last show when I had Bobby Baby's music on. And I know from emails that people have sent saying they really enjoyed that, and I know that some people have contacted her through her site and things to say that they'd enjoyed hearing it on the Ball Boy podcast, so that's very good. That's a nice way of spreading things that I like and letting you hear them. So there'll be a couple of other songs along by other people later. I was going to share with you, I've had some fabulous emails since the last podcast. One of which was from Mark Haynes, where he just basically described a walk that he took along the banks of different rivers and things in London, listening to the Ball Boy podcast. And it was just it was just really nice of him to share it, and it sounded like he had a nice afternoon. So, here's another podcast to add to your collection, and if you start them off from the beginning, you can walk even further this time, I guess. Another email I got was from, I don't know what it is about people who write into the Ball Boy podcast, but they all have the best names ever. And I know I've been continuing this as a theme, but I'm actually thinking about changing my name, because these names are just so good. So there's one here, I may well be pronouncing this wrong, but I'm pronouncing it in a way that I just think great. And I think it's either Galen or Galen Mahardy, which is, what a great name. It's like a pirate's name. You know, it's like if I turned up for a job on a pirate ship, and they're like, right, fine, what age are you? You're right, that's fine. You know, you've got your money to pay your passage, yet no bother. You know, what skills have you got? Right, okay, you can rig a sail. Not that I can, but, you know, if I was applying for the job as a pirate, I might learn that in advance. What's your name? And I'd say, Gordon McIntyre. And they'd say, it's not really a pirate's name, though, is it? And I'd get sent to, like, I don't know, the Merchant Navy or you know, work in a bar. But Galen Mahardy would be, like, promoted just on the strength of his name. If indeed it is a him, it might be a she, I don't know. Either way, it's a fabulous name. And that's going to be my task for, if I ever change my name, to come up with one that's better than that. And I'm sharing this with you because he's asked in his email about, I think he's coming to Edinburgh soon, at some point in the immediate future. And he's asked about pubs that I recommend in Edinburgh. And there are many, many pubs. For those of you who haven't been to Edinburgh, there's more pubs than you can shake a stick at, most of which are right opposite my flat. So you will probably hear, because it's Saturday night, some extraneous noise coming from the Grass Market in Edinburgh, which is an interesting place to be at the best of times. That's the best way I can describe it. It's a very interesting place to be for all sorts of reasons. He's asked me for recommendations, and here are my top five bars in Edinburgh. There's only four of them, but I figured I'd leave slot five open for, you know, because you never want to give up on finding that fifth bar in your home city. So not necessarily in any order, but I've got reasons for them. If you're in Edinburgh, there's a theatre called the Traverse Theatre, which puts on new writing, and it's got a bar, which is just great, because it's great for people watching, because there's so many shows on that people are always coming in and out, so there's always new people to look at and talk to and meet. So I like that. I also like the fact it's right in the middle of Lothian Road, which is the kind of the horrible, the place you don't want to be caught on a Friday night. You know, it's full of horrible clubs and pubs and really drunk, annoying idiots. And yet, this is quite a nice wee oasis to escape to if you should find yourself there. So, yep, the Traverse Bar, the City Caff in Blair Street, which is like a kind of Edinburgh institution, and it's just they have these kind of booths at the back that you can sit in, padded booths, and you can literally sit there from, you know, breakfast time in the morning till throwing out time at 1 or 3, depending on the time of year. And so you can have like a whole day just inside without seeing sunlight, and it's still fun. And that's, you know, quite a high praise for a bar. There's a bar called the Cameo in Leith, which is a really nice wee bar. It's really well run by a lovely guy called Martin. And out the back, there's a wee putting green. So it gets a vote for those reasons. And another bar, again, kind of scores in the City Caff kind of way, in that you can go for breakfast. There's a bar called Favorite up near the Edinburgh University. And they have the best coffee. Well, it's not the best recommendation for a bar, but they have amazing coffee, nicer than any other coffee in Edinburgh. And you can get bacon rolls till all hours in the morning. And they have raspberry frambosen beer. And I don't, does that make me sound like a girl? That I'm, you know, praising. I don't care. I like raspberry beer, so it's not my, you know, beer of choice that I would drink all the time. And I don't in any way mean to insult any girls out there, because I'm well aware that most of you could drink me under the table easily. So maybe I'll just move on. And you know, bar number 5 is obviously blank. It's to be claimed at some point in the future. So if you've been to Edinburgh or you live in Edinburgh and you're listening to this, you can maybe suggest your own bars. But you must put a reason. I'm not just reading out names of bar. I want to read a reason for it too. So that's some of the emails. There's a couple more to get back to later, but given that I've rambled on for all this time without singing a song, I think I should. I'm going to start with the new, I don't know if I've always done it with the Ball Boy song, then the new Ball Boy song, but I'm going to start with the new one this time. And it's called Absent Friends. And it's kind of, I started this theme on the Money Can't Buy Music album of kind of secret loves, you know, the ones you don't ever tell anyone about throughout your life. And again, this is maybe on that theme, that kind of theme as well, I'm not sure, but I think it is. That's the best I can give you. Absent Friends. Don't bend down in front of me, it's more than I can take. Don't brush the hair out of your face, it's more than I can take. Here's to absent friends who might never meet again. Here's to you and I and everything. Try your best not to smile at me, it's more than I can take. Or stand in close proximity, it's more than I can take. I had my life straight before you came, and now I fail to sleep through the night. I fail to sleep through the night. Can't learn anything from anything that's happening. So don't give me things you once held, expect me still to breathe. Don't go and get your hair cut nice and show it off to me.
Here's to absent friends who will never meet again. Here's to you and I and everything. They'll hold awake in the blasted night for the names of you and I. Wide awake in the middle of the night for you and I. Because we failed to sleep through the night. We failed to sleep through the night. We can't learn anything from everything that's happening. It's more than I can take.
It's called Absent Friends. Yeah, the new Ball Boy album continues apace. We've been working hard on it, and we're currently looking for a place to record it, a place away out in the middle of nowhere that we can go and just lock ourselves away for a week and make the album that we make in those circumstances. Although Nick and Alexa are also insisting it has canoeing nearby too, so whether we can fit all that in, I don't know. But to return to another email I got from, this is a second email from Lulu in New Orleans, which I'm reading out again, which, yeah, I think it's just nice to say that name, Lulu in New Orleans. It's like, I might call my first child Lulu in New Orleans, but anyway, I may not. Just to say that, you know, thanks for you know, mentioning her before and saying just what a state New Orleans is still in many ways, and you know, what a long time it's taken to sort that out, and you have to figure it wouldn't have taken that long if it was New York and not New Orleans, but, you know, that's just my own personal opinion, but given that the United States president has woken up to the need to use less, you know, fuel in the last week, it's like a great speech where he's like, wait a minute, we need to use less fuel, this is what we need to do, and it's like, okay, right, okay, we'll get right on with that, George, and so maybe he'll wake up to the fact that he needs to get his finger out and sort out New Orleans as well, but it's also a nice podcast link into the fact that Gary Ballboy has finished making his video of the ghosts of New Orleans, which was, you know, this has been a work in progress for 2 years or so since the actual song was written. And the website this week, I was making the point that, you know, we're maybe the only band that releases our promotional video 2 years after the song. And even then, for a song that wasn't released as a single. So, anyway, you can have a look at it. It's very good. I like it a lot. It's only the timescale, I think, that we're falling down a little bit on. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to play The Ghosts of New Orleans, and I'm going to play some songs by other people.
In New Orleans, the songs sound different. In the rain that falls in whiskey, tastes like water in your mouth. The graveyard walls can keep you out. You are the ghost they warn about. And you keep all the real ghosts out. You keep all the real ghosts out. The karaoke is some drunks. God save the queen and other puns. The shim sham ex left long ago. Back home in bed without their clothes. And much, much more. And we don't ever want to go home. But there are girls who want to know about your life. But I would trade it all for poetry and lies. But I'm not strong enough for now. The sun is setting on the Mississippi shore, and we are leaving, and we won't be back for years. I don't ever want to go home. I don't ever want to go home. So tell me, do we ever have to go home? Do we ever have to go home? In New Orleans, the songs sound different. In the rain that falls and whiskey tastes like water in your mouth. The graveyard walls can't keep you out. You are the ghost they warn about. You are the ghost they warn about. And you keep all the real ghosts out. And we don't ever have to go home. We don't ever have to go home. I don't ever have to go home. You don't ever have to go home. You are the ghost they warn about. You are the ghost they warn about. Graveyard walls can't keep you out. You are the ghost they warn about. And you keep all the real ghosts out. You keep all the real ghosts out.
And that's the Ghosts of New Orleans. Yeah, every time I sing it, it just kind of takes me right back. So I had to have a little pause, and I think about. It's funny how some places you've been, you can remember a lot of things about them, and other places you've been, you can remember how they felt, how the air was, how the heat was, how what they smelled like, sort of, you know, what it was like to be inside that kind of that place, if you like. That's maybe a bit hippy dippy, I don't know, but that's just what it made me think of. I'm gonna move swiftly on and find the last email I'm gonna read out tonight. Is it's come from let me have a look here. It's from V Device, and it's in fact, I might just read the whole thing, because I'm reading it out because it has the best PS I've ever read in any email or letter ever. But maybe to get the full impact of the PS, you have to have the whole thing, so it's not that long. It says, Dear Gordon, it says, Ball Boy's one of the best things I found while I was living in Glasgow during the winter of 2003. Oddly enough, I discovered all the records on the radio are shite and a guide for the daylight hours at a tiny little record shop in Oban. It was under a coffee shop, though I can't remember the name of it now. The fellow who worked there was especially helpful and directed me towards your music. A year later, I started a band of my own. I wrote the Oban Chamber of Commerce, trying to get in touch with that record store. Turns out it went out of business. Such is progress. Anyways, you've always been an inspiration. I really look forward to hearing these newer records. If you need any additional postage for sending them across the Atlantic, just let me know. Warmest regards, Sam. P.S. If you're interested in hearing my band's latest record, give me an address and I'll put one in the mail for you. It's a rock opera about the Russian author Isaac Babel. So far, the critics seem to think it's somewhat shite, but what do critics know? At least my father is quite fond of it, though maybe it's because I let him sing the part of Stalin. And if anybody ever has a PS that tops that, I'd love to hear it, because it's just fabulous. And I can only picture my own dad singing a part of Stalin in a rock opera that I wrote, and it's enough to cheer me up no end. So thanks very much for that, Sam. I've never been in the Coffee Stroke record shop, but Gary, our drummer, has, and I know this because he told me once he was in there one day and they were playing. They were playing Ball Boy when he was in there, and he was a bit freaked out by this kind of coincidence. So that was, if it'd been me, I probably wouldn't have noticed that it was us, because that's the kind of thing I often do when I've been places where they're playing Ball Boy. It's I'm sitting there going, I know this, I know who it is, and it turns out it's us. So I have to kind of, you know, hang my head in shame. But yeah, thank you very much for that. And I'm going to move on and play a song by a lovely man called Eric Crawford, who records his music under the name Idiot Love. And he's been emailing me for a while now about band things and just various bits of chit-chat that we had back and forth. And he has a song which I emailed him to ask if I could use, which is called Kiss. And I just think it's a fabulous, fabulous song. And I've listened to it a lot, and I've listened to a lot more over the past few weeks since I've asked his permission to play it. And it's really funny, because when I wrote to him to ask, he said he was on the verge of throwing it out because he wasn't really happy about the recording or the production values on it. And I have to now, you know, out Eric as the same Eric Crawford, the same Eric Crawford of Idiot Love, who emailed me to say that he thought that the, you know, the podcast wasn't live because he hadn't, or wasn't recorded as live because he hadn't heard any kind of clunks and scrapes and things. And I had to admit that I took some of the clunks and scrapes out. And this on this track, and I'm going to point this out because you will miss it otherwise, there's like a rustle of paper at the beginning, which you maybe even can't hear now. And but I'm going to play it for you. It's a masterclass in how to write a short song and make it good. So this is Idiot Love, and this is called Kiss.
Kiss me like the old man kisses death. Kiss me like you just can't wait to leave. Kiss me till you make me cease to breathe. The perfect song, the perfect kiss, the Judas kiss that took the piss, the motherly, the lover and the whore. Just kiss me like we'll never be apart again. Kiss me like we'll never be apart again.
So that's Idiot Love with Kiss. I have a great love of songs with a fabulous first line, and it's got one. And it's so well put together for a short song, which is a hard thing to do. You know, short songs are hard to do. Short songs, Christmas songs and protest songs are all hard to do. Or hard to do well. And he's just done that brilliantly. It's a fabulous song. You can find out more of his songs and you can download stuff at myspace.com/selfishchild, and I think all the tracks on his site are available for download. And on Eric's MySpace site, it says something like, you know, if you use MySpace, there's a little box you can put in what your record label is or who your record label is. And he says something like, "Contact me, we'll burn you a CD." Which, I got asked to write a part of a book, which was dealing with what Scottish people loved about England. And, of course, yeah, that leads to all that thing, nothing. it was a really interesting thing. It didn't actually come together in the end for various reasons, but what I was writing about, or what I was trying to write about, was that thing that English people have. And I don't know if it's unique to English people, and I have another alternative competing theory that nothing's unique to any nation, you know, other than, you know, politics and things, but actually the people of the nation are made up of the same composition as every nation, and it's wrong and incorrect to generalise. But when pushed and when trying to generalise about England, I was basically talking about what I was calling the garden shed mentality, whereby sometimes I get the impression, or a lot of the time I get the impression, that more so in England than anywhere else in the world, a lot of people do things just for the sake of it. They don't do it because they might get famous. They don't do it for fame, notoriety. They just do it just because. And I have this vision of England in some ways as, you know, it's just absolutely peppered throughout with young men and young women, not necessarily literally in garden sheds, although sometimes literally in garden sheds, but, you know, metaphorically speaking, in a garden shed of some kind, doing what they want to do for their own ends. And that, I think, is the source of a lot of great English art, where it comes from. You couldn't make the kind of art that some English people have made if you were actually making it to try and be famous. And some of it disappears without trace, that shouldn't. Some of it gets elevated to a higher level of fame than is, you know, useful or you know, comfortable. But some of it just hits things right on the money. And that song by Eric, that it just hits it. It describes an England to me that is all the best things about England. And that's maybe too high a praise or expectation to put on one song, but that's the sense I get from it. I hope that makes sense. So check out Eric's web space, download his songs, have a listen. He'll be thrilled, I'll be thrilled. And yeah, so that's thank you very much for allowing me to use it, Eric. And I'm just checking my list here to see if there's anything I was supposed to mention before I finish off. But I think I've talked myself to a standstill, and maybe exhausted your ears in the meantime. I'm going to go finish off my beer. I'm going to thank you all for the emails that you sent and for the time you take to listen. I've got one more thing. Yeah, it's just mentioning emails there. There's one more email from Ray. Ray is a guy that I know from Hales Owen, through playing in the band, and he's not, well, I thought he was called Dan for many years. It was years and years and years I knew him before he said, "You know, my name's not actually Dan." It's like, no. But so now I usually call him Dan. And I didn't make up his name. I did get told it was Dan, and it sort of is Dan. He gets, you know, called it. So anyway, he was emailing from Cambodia, and he was listening to Ball Boy in Cambodia and trying to get us to come out and play and some pop concerts, because he says there's none at all in this country where karaoke reigns supreme, and I need a dose of top quality music. I'm sure all the Khmer folk would love you guys, because they think all white people are a great laugh. All you need to do is make sure you have a table for people to dance around. Dancing around a table is a popular pastime here. So yeah, he's offered us a gig in Cambodia, and as payment, all the avocados you can eat when they're in season, and he has a puppy I can play with if I want to as well. And the reason I'm reading that out is because it's funny to think that we once had to take Dan back to his house after a show in Hales Owen, because he was too drunk to find his way home. And there he is in Cambodia. So I don't know if he's gone to Cambodia for a holiday, or just got lost on the way home from Hales Owen pub. when we dropped him out the van, we stopped the van first, we didn't just fling him out, but he wandered off in what we presumed was the direction of his house, and we were kind of looking all the band watching out the window to make sure he was, you know, he was all right, and he's kind of doing that wavy walk that drunk people do. And he stopped and looked back at the van and just kept looking at us, and we thought, oh, I wonder if he's lost, I wonder if he's all right. And he looked for ages and ages, and then eventually turned and toddled off up the road to his house. And it wasn't until I saw him again, which I think was in Nottingham the next time I saw him, because that's just how we bump into each other. And I said, "What? You know, we're really worried about you. We didn't know if you had lost all knowledge of where you lived." And he said, "No, I was just standing there to make sure you were all right." Which was great, because there was four of us in a van, and we weren't drunk. So he's a lovely, lovely man. And if you're in Cambodia still, Dan, hello from here. And I'm guessing you're not. I'm guessing you're somewhere else. But wherever you are, we wish you well. And yeah, I'm going to play one more song, which is someone was asking about the Money Can't Buy Music album and when it's going to come out. And sometime this year it's going to come out is the only answer. Same with the Ball Boy one. They'll both be coming out on new record labels, so we're just deciding and having decided for us which of those, which label those are going to be. I don't know if it'll be the same label or different. That's, again, up for being decided. So either way, this is a Money Can't Buy Music song, which is called Thunder and Lightning.
All the thunder and the lightning was exciting for a while.
All the thunder and the lightning was exciting for a while. But now we just stay in bed. Now we just stay in bed. Now we get excited about other things.
Thunder and Lightning, Money Can Buy Music. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to play you out with a song by Park Avenue Music, who produced an album in 2002-ish called To Take With You, which is one of my top five albums of all time. An amazingly talented duo called Jeanette and Wes Steed, and they're from Sacramento, California. They have the best songs and the best website, and yeah, this is it. This is if you want to look them up, it's myspace.com / Park Avenue Music or www.parkavenuemusic.com. And this is the wonderfully named Tufts. Enjoy and good night.
So hard to try.